All right, and we start the recording because we're late. Sorry for being late, everyone. Welcome to Office Hours. I was cognizant of the time up until 10:02, and then I don't know what happened, and it was 16:01, so I just didn't get everything done. But we're live now. I created the thread. Welcome to Office Hours. If you have any questions, please drop them in the Office Hours text chat thread, which I just made. Once again, apologies for the confusion. I see people flooding in. That's fantastic. We'll give them a few minutes to flood in, and we'll keep going a few minutes after due to my tardiness. Remember at school, like some teachers would use, like, you're late, and other teachers would use, like, you're tardy, and I always felt like tardy or tardiness was, like, more insultive than saying that I was late, and I don't really know why. It was, like, I don't know, somehow more insultive. So I have a question from Lex, who says, how's the run-up to the MFC deadline as an organizer been? It's usually quite okay for me, as Medra usually handles most of the complexities there. We do get a lot of questions which just repeat every year, and they kind of amaze me, really, because like we haven't changed anything in quite a long time now. Sometimes we change the categories or the prize amounts, but like the general core principles of the rules haven't changed, yet people still seem to be very surprised by them. We often get questions about licenses and things like that. I guess this is an opportunity to sort of clear some of that up a little bit. We don't decide what can and cannot be used in the MMC. What we decide is only appropriate licensed assets can be used in the MMC. So when you come to us with an asset and you're like, can we use this? We don't make the determination. We read the license, which makes that determination. You basically have to like learn how to read licenses, which you should be doing all of the time. But you really only do for the MMC if you're not really exposed to them every day. But if you take a look at a license, it very clearly will state if you can use it inside the MMC. It doesn't use the words can be used inside the MMC. What it uses is words such as like, you can redistribute these assets. You can use these assets commercially. You can use these assets if you credit me, things like that. Those are the words that you need to be looking for. Like if you read a license and it says can't be used by Prime, then it's quite clearly that not only can I not use that asset in the MMC, I can't use that asset anywhere. And so that's like the distinction. Like we get a lot of people who think that like we are the deciders. We're not. We just read the license, which then informs us of what the decision is. Like the decision existed before we took a look. So if you can read licenses, you don't need to ask us, right? It's kind of crazy that keeps coming up. You know, it's like the license says you can use it, provided you can credit people. And then people will still say like, but can we use it in the MFC? And it's like, well, what does the license say? And people go, dunno, because they don't read them, or sometimes they're very long and complicated, and we all understand that. And so we'll always answer for you. But like, I want to, again, you know, make that distinction clear. We don't make the decision. The license makes the decision. And that's why it's so important to not use any assets that you don't have licenses to, or if it's unclear, and like the safest option being don't use it. I guess we'll keep going. If there's any other questions, though, I'm happy to sort of go through them. Here's another one from MC. Is there anything new you've learned from the MC submissions so far? Assuming you've seen some. I actually haven't had a chance to see some. I've been a bit busy over the past couple of days, mostly with like headaches and weird sort of medical related issues. I had a blood draw yesterday and it had to be a fasting one, which is where you can't eat. And it like wiped me out for the entire day, and I don't know why. It was only 3 vials. I have no idea why. Like I've had like 6, 7, 8 vials sometimes taken, but like these 3 vials, and I had to like not eat before them. And I immediately found food afterwards. Like I got straight back on the bus home, like got into the kitchen and like devoured anything I could find. But still I was like tired. And the only thing I can think of is like a whole combination of events, right? Don't eat, take blood, travel, I don't know, whatever, wipe me out. And then I had a headache for the entire night as well, and the blood work came back, and I'm not allowed to take any painkillers for a month to, like, test some results of that blood work. And so I'm like, cool, guess I'll die. So I just rolled around in bed. Hey, there's these, like, amazing, I'm going to get everyone the link to them. Like, if you get bad headaches sometimes, you need to get these, let's see if I can find them. There's a particular brand I use. Yeah, here they are. They've got, like, a cool, like, 1990s name. Here they are, drop them in the thread. I have like 4 boxes of these, so I never run out, and they're worth like every penny. That's a pack of 9 for $30. That's good. I usually just buy one. They're just like cooling gel patches. You do the same really with like ice, but the problem I have with ice is like I never remember to freeze it. Like I've got like a reasonable quality ice pack that's basically like what looks like Orbeez in a plastic bag, and even like a Velcro-y thing. I got that when I went to the dentist once, but I just never remember to put it in the freezer. Whereas those are ready to go anytime, and they're quite portable. I got like a set in my travel bag as well, so I'm like, you know, wherever I am in the world, I've got like a set of those handy. There's always like gel and stuff like that. Like lots of times it like looks like a sort of deodorant with a rollerball, but I don't think they work as well as those gel sheets. I don't particularly know why. Gross thing about those gel sheets is you like roll over in the middle of the night and it like falls off, and then you wake up and it's like stuck to the side of your face because it's moved from your forehead and you're just like, ew. But like, hey, it did its job. Moving forwards, is this to-do going to be fulfilled? So this is a to-do based on the Neos voting server. Yeah, so lots of people have said, like, yo, I'm gonna, like, you know, use mods and save the voting server so I can see how it works. And I'm like, you know, the voting server is open source, and, like, I'm happy that you're interested in it, but maybe be interested in it not in the official voting world. Maybe ask about it otherwise, and I can just give you a look or give you a tour. Like, don't mess with the actual vote. So the to-do that Lex is pointing to is a to-do in a new system I added for 2022, where I stored the entry name. So when the result sheet is generated using some of the parts of that GitHub repo, it used to be generated with just the record ID, which got really confusing when people did more than one entries, and we kind of had to do it manually, and we got tired of doing that. So I wrote a system that would look at doing it for storing the actual entry name. But then lots of entries decided they wanted to use RTF tags so that each letter in their entry, it was like a different color. I'm reminded of the early days of MSN where you installed so many custom emojis that the sentence, hello, how are you, turned into like a Marvel film length sequence of animated emojis. Those were the days of MSN. So that's why that to-do is there. I don't know if it will be resolved. I kind of wait until the MMC is over before I get the voting going, because voting is like, it's not immediately afterwards. It's not immediately afterwards, so there is some time. That lets me set everything up. It's also easier to set everything up once we have a list of entries, so we can take a look at all, you know, all the categories working and everything. So I don't know. It didn't affect us that much. Because only like one or two entries had the RTF tags. And so we just was like, oh, it's the RTF tag entry by this person. And then we knew what it was. But like if every entry had RTF tags, it would be a nightmare to go through the result sheet. OZ asks, has the GitHub bot been down for a fair bit? It has been down for a fair bit. It's low priority because like we're not really doing that much. It's also weird because like every time we do something minor, people go like, oh, is this big update marketplace? It's like, no, I merged a locale PR because I felt bad about the people that have like translated the entire game into into a different language that we don't support yet, and they haven't seen anything for 2 years, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with their PR. And if we leave it open, we'll just forget. So I might as well merge it, and that way, when we do resume updates, we'll get that translation in. And people are like, does this mean big update marketplace? I'm like, it just means that I am just merging a PR. It doesn't mean anything. People are way too quick to sort of like put intention and behavior around small activities. I feel like if people desired, we'd probably see if we could get like a restraining order or something, but they'll be like, you know, camping outside our like houses and like with telescopes into our window, and they'll be like, Prime touched his keyboard. Does that mean big update marketplace? It's like, nah, man, that's just me ordering another cheese pizza. Which reminds me, I want like cheesy garlic bread, and I want the biggest cheesy garlic bread that can be like given to me. My local grocery store is a Trader Joe's, which is renowned for like hipster style food, and their selection is always less than a larger grocery store because of that. There is a larger grocery store a little bit further away from me, but I can never be bothered to walk that extra like 10 minutes to get there. But I went to that Trader Joe's yesterday, and I was looking for the biggest garlic cheese mess. I didn't care like how big it was, how fattening it was. I just wanted garlic and cheese and carbohydrates, and I couldn't find any, so I was very sad. for those who are like, you can order online. It's like, have you seen the prices for online ordering of like pizza related goods these days? I'm like, I would like a single large garlic bread thing. And they're like, please give us $30. I'm like, what? That doesn't make any sense. I was filling in some, I think it was like tax forms the other day, and I needed an address from when I lived in the UK. And so I knew the street name. So I just typed the street name into my email. And I found the full address by looking for a delivery food order from the UK. And it was ridiculous. It was something like two pizzas, blah, 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 all this stuff. And it was like less than $30. And I'm like, how? It was a lot of food and it was very cheap. And I'm just like, how? Like, what planet was that? And then I looked at the year and it was like, I don't think like 2013 or something. And I'm just like, ah, that's why. Ozzy asks about if there are any headsets I'm looking forward to. I am actually looking forward to that big screen headset. The reason is just like, the more I think about it, the more I realize it is the weight that is bothering me. It is, of course, the lack of features as well. Like the lack of face tracking, the lack of eye tracking does bother me sometimes. But mostly what I want is a lightweight headset that doesn't fall apart. And that also includes the controllers, because you know what Index controllers are like. The current ones I'm using are battered. Like, they are very battered. I think the capacitive touch on the joystick is going, but they're not drifting yet. So I still use them because the joystick drift hasn't happened yet. So there's no reason to sort of change them over. The capacitive is done on the touch stick, the joysticks, though. I do have a fresh set that are like unused. I think I used them for like an hour just to make sure they work. They're in my cupboard, and I will switch to those the moment like really bad joystick drifts sets in on those. When I say battered, like, you know, the curve of the outside of the top, there's like a curve there. It's quite a sharp curve that's been like rubbed away, and I can see like, it looks like someone's taken sandpaper around all of the edges of the current controllers. I don't remember how much the big screen weighs, but I think it's like a third less or something like that, or two thirds less. It's a big, big, big decrease in weight. You don't realize how much weight is the problem, but it is there. I've always wondered why they're so weighty. Like, I don't know why more of the processing isn't at the other end of the cable. I mean, you remember the original Vive had that link box. It's like, why, right? Look at any other system, right? A monitor, for example. Monitors are quite thin these days. They're connected to a beast of a computer, but the monitor's quite thin. So why is the thing that I strap to my face like really chunky and heavy? I don't understand. Yeah, there's position tracking and stuff like that, but why is that chunky? I don't understand. Anyway, so we'll see how that that controller works. Charlie San, you're in the wrong thread. I will go into the old thread and take a look, but you are in the moderation officer's thread. Linker asks, did I order the ITI controllers a long time ago? Yes, I'm actually going to go look that up. We've got time. Questions levels are a little bit lower. I want to just find out when I ordered those controllers, because like, it's getting ridiculous. Although once I find that day, I do admire what the community manager just did. I'll talk about that once I get the date. Gmail has logged me out for like the 20th time this week. And to log in, I need to like pretty much sacrifice a goat. Yeah, the order was 2021. March 2021 was when I ordered the ITI controllers. So what's happening there is they've repeatedly said that they were going to be delivering those, and then sort of accidentally fallen back on their promises. So it was going to be before the end of the year, or the community manager said that they were going to eat an ITI controller. They didn't actually eat an ITI controller. I even gave them out. It's like, I DM'd them and I was like, you could just contact one of those realistic cake makers to make you an ITI controller. It'd be a great marketing beat, and then you eat it on stream. It'd be hilarious, but they didn't actually do that. They did write a support article on the official ITI support system, which talks about the safety of eating a controller and goes through all the sort of like chemicals and materials that make up an ITI controller, which again, I thought was great. Again, another sort of good marketing thing. But seriously, guys, just like make an ITI cake and eat it on stream. I will, like, all of the, like, they're taking a long time to ship will be forgiven if you do that. Just eat a cake on stream that looks like your controllers. But anyway, what I mean by the community manager doing good is they've actually updated the shipping estimate to be approximately February, March. They didn't give an exact date. So instead of saying by the end of the year, they said approximately again. So they didn't give an exact date. I love that. It's good. It means that they've recognized that there is a problem and that they need to address that problem by continuing to not make assurances and instead give vague stuff. It's weird that like I'm happy with vague, but it basically means like I'm not waiting, you know, I'm not clock watching. Because before Christmas, I was clock watching all the way through Christmas. I'm like, they're shipping in December. So I was checking my emails. I mean, not actively, but you know what I mean. It was in my brain, the thought piece of maybe the Eti controllers will be shipping to me. But now it's like approximately February, March. I don't need to, like, it's not part of my brain right now. Moving on, Rampa says, do I have a fruity phone? Apparently I need a fruity phone for the big screen thing. I will just find someone that's got a big chunky phone if mine's not supported. I do have a Pixel 7 Pro that has got more lenses on the back of it than I know what they are, but I don't think that's a word. I think it needs to be an Apple iPhone. Yeah, I think it needs to be a particular type of. It's one of the LiDAR phones. It's fine. Like I'll figure it out. I'll just be like, yo, friend, you got an iPhone? Cool. Your phone? Yeah, you got an iPhone? Great, thank you. I believe we're at the end of questions there. I don't think I've missed any. I will scroll up and I'll have to look in the moderation thread for so Charlie San in the wrong thread, but I let them know previously. If you want a good lightweight pair of headphones, try the SteelSeries Arctic 3s. I actually don't have a problem with headphones. I've had a Bose QC35 since roughly 2016. I love them. The day that they die, I will immediately purchase another pair of Bose QC35s because they are like amazing headphones. I don't use the Indexes like on-ear headphones. I immediately unscrewed those. For those who don't know, it's just like a small screw and then they pop off. And then I use QC35s. I found that the on-ear headphones leaked audio into the microphone for the Index, whereas using the QC35s doesn't, and I just can't stand leaked audio. If I notice leaked audio from myself, I will like mute myself immediately in whatever voice channel it is and then spend the next like 20 hours fixing it because it's just like personal gripe of mine. Sorta's talking about the edible stuff they use to make things look realistic, and they said that Rava almost need natural controller. You're right. They usually use fondant for those cakes, and it's like gross. Fondant is in large quantities, it's gross. Like the problem with those realistic cakes is a lot of times they have to make up like a bulk or like some of the sculptures or some edges or something with fondant, which is it's basically like sugar clay, and it doesn't taste very nice. But the point about a cake, for me at least, is that it has to actually be cake in it. But with those realistic cakes, it's a lot of just sort of fondant painting. It's still a skill, and they're still great, but you don't want to eat them. I guess it's also like, I don't know if people will have this sort of memory, but, you know, growing up when you had birthday cakes, you might have had one of those ones that had, you know, it's just a generic white cake that's been iced, but it had like balloons that were put on top of it. Those balloons were usually fondant. And I would always, as a kid, I was like, cool, I want a piece that's got one of the balloons on it. But the balloon was basically just taking the icing and doubling the thickness of the icing because it was on top of the regular icing, which meant the fondant layer was double. And as a kid, I quickly realized that wasn't a good idea. I'm like, I want a middle piece as far away from the balloons as possible. I just searched like birthday cake on Google Images and I can't find the stereotypical balloons I'm talking about. Lots of ones where the balloons are printed, but the ones I used to get from the bakery via my family were always like fondant balloons in the corners and stuff like that. Sort of was trying to forget the fondant balloons. Yep. No, I remember them. I remember one time I had a chocolate cake. People are saying they don't like chocolate cake. Zalika says that they wanted carrot cake for their birthdays. They can't stand chocolate. Yeah, I like cakes that are not as iced as they need to be. Or different types of icing. Like there are multiple different types of icing. Here you go. It's like this sort of thing. It's like, you know, where the balloons are just like triple or double the thickness of the regular icing. If got any more Neos questions, we're just gonna end up talking about cake for another 5 minutes. I just missed a call. I don't know who that is. If I don't know their number, I literally won't answer the phone these days. It's just like cool. There's one above I missed. Oh, I got it. Yes, thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. Specs, I'm sorry I missed your question. Spec says our MMC entry is going to be submitted and we're going to work on a dev branch copy for future updates after judgment. How can one overwrite a published world with a different separate version for the future? You shouldn't do that. You should leave the MMC one as the MMC one and then produce like a version 2. Or at least that's the preference that we have. The goal is to sort of preserve a moment in time of what you achieved in a month. And then if you need to expand on that work, make it a separate copy. They also do that with the Creator Jam worlds. They will save the Creator Jam world at the end of the Creator Jam. That is what they achieved in that weekend. And then they'll create like a remix world, which is where they then expand on that. Nami asks, how many MMC submissions have been published so far? Lex answers with 101. We know that there isn't the like facet on the side of the web browser updated yet. But if you go ahead and you just search for, nope, wait, that's last year. if you put plus MMC23 into your web browser search bar, it will restrict your entries to anything which is appropriately tagged. By the way, that's the whole reason that the MMC tag needs to be in there exactly as we specify it. It's so that that particular search works. Because that's the search that the judges use and also that the voting system uses to find your entry. And so if you put, I don't know, MMC 28, we're not going to be able to find it until 2028. Raid says, I saw a couple of worlds that had quotations like MMC 23. Yeah, but Medra needs to do that. They need to remove the quotations from the tags. They should still show up correctly because we strip punctuation in some places. But it needs to be plus MMC23. What that means when you do plus MMC23 is the search result must contain the tag MMC23. That's what the plus means. And that's just how we do it. And then the tags there are used for bucketing entries into the various categories we've got and also for bucketing them into the list. So make sure they're correct. If you're not sure, you'll be able to check the voting system once it's live. Which, of course, like it'll be too late then. So like maybe check the web browser before that. But yeah. Rampa says, can't we just run a script that force fixes tags on the backend? No, because the MMC is not a NEOS competition. The MMC is made by a third-party company called CreatorJam. And so while NEOS, the team, does a lot of stuff to help out the MMC, we have to put a limit on that. And so the limit that we kind of put is, you know, let's not do anything special for the MMC. Let's not, you know, do anything in addition for that. Of course, the world browser button is a like it's an exception, of course. But like what we don't want to get into the habit of is for this company or this third party event, we do special stuff. And then for this third party company or thing, we don't do special stuff. Because that just gets problematic. That's why other platforms will in some cases like charge for additional features. So they're trying to sort of like make it a sort of level playing field. It's weird. It basically just sort of like sets up expectations. Like if we did a bunch of custom work for the MMC, then we should also do that bunch of custom work for any other event that exists. Yeah. And if your tags are wrong, it's actually on you. It's not on us. Like it's entirely your fault. You have like a month to submit your entry and to double check it and to ask us if you're unsure. Moving forward to additional questions that we have. Rick says, will there be dragging into folders in the future? I think, yes. You can take a look at our roadmap boards. I don't remember which roadmap board it's on, but one of the roadmap boards there will have better yes, public projects. Projects Classic. There we go. That one of those has an item for updating the file browser. It also has things for dark mode. It also has things for better UI. More tutorials, more documentation, etc. Whilst you're waiting for that, I do want you to take just a little bit of time, especially if you're a logics developer or you make anything inside of NEOS, just imagine how difficult it is to make an inventory system where you are able to do that. Like, take for granted the fact that it even works on Windows. It is a very complicated problem. I want to eventually get the world browser to a state where it's similar and not identical to, so just hear the word similar, don't quote me as being identical to, similar to like things like the Twitch front page or the Steam store front page, where it's not really even up to engineering what goes on there. Engineering, of course, have made sort of squares, and the squares have different functionality, but it's up to sort of like a marketing team or a marketing person to decide what goes on there. I know that's how it works because I used to work for Mixer, and that's how we made the front page on MixerWorks. Basically, we were like, cool, you want a featured category as in a featured game box. Cool. We have made that box for you. What is in that box, when that box appears, when that box disappears, is entirely up to you. Don't ask us about it. Here's how you do it. If you have any difficulty using the tooling, we can help you, but it's not up to us which games get featured. And that's what I wanted to do. I also want to get to the point where we don't have to do an update to update that. Like, say we wanted to do Thursdays at 3 o'clock, we showcase Cheese Worlds with a Cheese World banner, then great. That just happens. We don't need to do a code update for that. I don't know how World Overwrites works, Vax, actually, unfortunately. There is a bug open that says that World Overwrites don't work, but they do. I think I made an update on that when I figured out how it worked, but then I still think that was a bug, and so I haven't actually used it successfully, so I don't know. There we go, so Ozzy can tell you how. It's all on you. All the fingers now point to Ozzy. All of them. Thinker, for world paths, I went on a 3-hour expedition into the source code to figure out world paths. Couldn't figure it out. Asked Frooks. He gave me an answer that I didn't understand. And so I need to go back to Frooks and ask, but I haven't done that yet. Yeah, that's pretty much what's going on. Same with cloud variables. You'll notice on the cloud variable documentation, there's a bunch of sort of like, Prime doesn't know what's going on here because Prime kept making mistakes in the documentation there. Speaking about myself in third person is weird, but you know what I mean? I kept making mistakes on how cloud variables worked. And so I just blanked out some of them and I'm like, look, I've got to look at these later. Like if people want to look at them and figure them out, they're free to update the documentation, but there we go. Also, that reminds me, for anyone here, cloud variables are fine. We had someone in another one of the Discords here that said like they were told to avoid cloud variables for some reason because they were, quote, bad or something. They're fine. Use them. And for anyone here that has been telling other people that various features are bad for some reason, stop it. Stop. People like, Logix is bad. Stop. Components are... Stop. Yeah, it's really weird. It's like... I love people saying, like I says, I love people using saying use components, not logic, but then I'm like, logic is components, and then the whole reality is shattered. It just use whatever works for you. I'm tired of reading, like, is there a component to add two numbers together? Yes, the plus node in logic. Also, use the sort of principle of pack often, pack early when it comes to that, stuff like that. People go like, but they not have to get logic out and stuff like that to add two numbers together. Yeah, do it. Make a two node chain that adds two numbers together. Pack it into the same slot those components are on. You're done. You never have to unpack that logics again. I do it all the time. I even have like logics that purely updates properties on components because I'm lazy. One that I'll often do is something along the lines of like the slot name drives the variable name of a dynamic variable, right? So let's say you had a dynamic variable prefix of world because you're using the world dynamic variable space like that. And then you make a slot called cheese. I then sometimes have on that cheese slot, I've got like a dynamic variable value. And for the variable name, I just do world plus slot name in logic. So that it's like, cool. Now, whatever I name this slot, wherever I put this slot, it just works. Anyway, I'm tired of ranting about that one, but basically like just stop telling people not to use features. Like if there is a feature that we shouldn't be using, put it in the announcements. There is the things to avoid list, but that's things to avoid. And the way you need to figure about that is doctors will tell you to avoid alcohol, to avoid eating giant cheese garlic breads that I'm still going to try and find today. They'll tell you to avoid too much caffeine, avoid too much sugar, but you're still going to eat the cake, right? So it's things to avoid because it's like, hey, I'm Dr. Prime, and I say for your health, you should avoid these things. But they do taste good. They do taste good. Rick says, what foods do I avoid? Bread, strangely. There's this video and like principle. This is getting way off the weeds. We'll close in just a moment. But there's this thing called sort of changing your behavior by changing your environment. And it's more like effective than just changing your behavior. For example, if you need to go to the gym, but you keep not being able to go to the gym, you put your alarm clock on top of your gym bag, which is packed and ready to go. And then to turn off your alarm, you have to touch your gym bag. And then you've already got your gym bag in your hands. And so you've changed your behavior by changing your environment. Like you've got everything ready and you've given yourself an environment that conduces going to the gym. I do that a lot with food. So if I buy a loaf of bread, I know I'm going to find excuses to eat it. Like it'll go as far as I will just eat bread plain. There doesn't need to be anything on it. I will just eat it. So I don't buy bread. And therefore I can't eat it because it's not in the house. I did an experiment because it's been a few years since I bought a loaf of bread. I bought a loaf of bread. I brought it home. It lasted half a day. An entire loaf. I would like smear things on it. I ran out of butter. And so I went to mayonnaise. I ran out of mayonnaise. And so I just smeared ketchup on it and ate it. Like it just, whatever is there, I will put it on the bread. And if there's nothing on the bread available, I'll just eat the bread. Sort of talking about alarms and how that doesn't work in theory. I now have this amazing thing where I have to scan NFC tags for my alarm to stop. And I can't stop it until these NFC tags are stopped. Now, one of them is in the bathroom and one of them is on top of my water jug, which is in the fridge. It's a Brita water filter. And so until I scan both of those, I can't, the alarm just will not turn off. The bathroom one was to sort of encourage me to get out of the bedroom. But the water one is like, hey, you've got your hand on the water jug, you might as well like pour a glass. And sometimes I'll leave a fresh glass next to the fridge as well. And then I have zero excuse to not just like pound a pint of water. But there we go. Try that if you've got NFC chips lying around. I used to do programming with NFC chips, long story. Something to do with motors. Fine, I'll just carry on. I used to work for a motorsports company. We wanted to do technical screening of motorcycles, but people kept pulling fast ones on us where they would change which motorcycle was being presented for their inspection. And because it's a race bike, we can't even do things like plates, like number plates, because number plates. I will go for the questions in just a moment, but I'm halfway through a story. And then we said, well, we could do VIN numbers. I hate when people say VIN numbers because they're saying number. But anyway, we could do VIN numbers, but VIN numbers are usually really small and difficult to read. So the way that we did it is we just bought NFC chips that destroyed themselves when they were removed, and they got stuck to a part of the bike. They were branded to the motorsports organization. I wrote code for an Android smartphone application, which would write the vehicle's identification number to it, and then lock the tag so it couldn't be manipulated. And there we go. And it was great. So in developing that, I have like 100 or so NFC tags left. I think there's a bag somewhere with like 500 in them, but I don't know where that is. I've got 100 of easy access ones. So that's why they're just like all around my apartment. Anyway, I'm going to go back to questions and then we will leave off. We'll try and stay on topic. No more cakes, no more motorcycles, no more bread. So just scrolling up to make sure I'm not missing any questions. Lex says, is there anything going to happen with Neos's coffee in the future? Or Kofi, as I sometimes say it, so people don't get confused. Kofi is another funding source that we have where you can do a one-time donation. We were going to hook it up so that it made sugar cubes. I don't remember, the sugar cube thing is whole before my time, but it was meant to be that if you did a Kofi donation, you would then get some sugar cubes. When I was new to Neos, I thought that donating via Kofi was the thing that got you the Kofi badge, and so I donated using Kofi to Neos to see if it would give me the Kofi badge, and it doesn't. But I only gave them like $5, so it's fine. And back then it was, you know, I wasn't even on the team, so that's fine. So yes, in the future, pending stuff and announcements, la-di-da. Rig says, is there a public repository of things that people have already made, like quality of life things? There isn't sort of a public repository. You can kind of get away with just asking people, or you can get away with a tool called Redex, which allows you to sort of search through things that people made. Like if you load Redex and you put in, I don't know, multi-tool, you'll probably just die because it's going to be like four pages or something. But it's all we've really got. Eventually you'll sort of get like an inkling for it. We do want to make that better. That'll be in the marketplace sort of tools update thing, where you can kind of sort of see, and we'll be able to categorize items down a little bit, so you'll be able to see there. And again, the front page of that marketplace, I want to be entirely marketing driven. So if they want to have, this week we're going to do a special on featuring hats, and the entire front page of the marketplace is just like a feature of hats in a square, again, like just like offload that kind of stuff from engineering. Make it so that someone who isn't engineering has a button to push. They're like, I'd like to feature hats today, and it just appears. I think I blocked sending sugar cubes simply because it's not that like it's a problem. It's that it's like an unfinished feature. And so if you guys keep sending them and then we finish it or remove it, it creates a dependence on something that we might remove. And so we don't want to do that. With that, I think we're done on questions. And to avoid talking about other random stuff. Oh, there we go. There's a question. Aaron asked, what the fuck are sugar cubes? So sugar cubes were meant to be a unique thing, a physical object that was sent to you when you made a Kofi donation. I don't particularly know why that was a good idea or even an idea, but it never got implemented. There are bits of it still lying around, and hell knows why it's there. I found in the code base the other day, apparently it's public knowledge, so I don't mind saying it, we were going to have stickers in contact messages, like, you know, stickers in Telegram and in Discord now. We were going to have stickers inside messaging with inside Neos, and they, like, there wasn't code added for them, but there were graphics added for them. And they are basically larger versions of the Neos emojis there. Got more questions. Okay, so Specs and Ramper, you are the last two questions I'll accept. Okay, I've got to get going. I got to like do other stuff and things. Yeah, okay. Nami, no question. You can still type though, Nami. I'm not preventing you from typing. Just no question. Okay, so Tara says, I noticed that there was a tool for making curves in the Scratch space world, but it's not in the essential tools folder. Why not? It's broken. We're probably going to remove it or fix it. It's very broken. It's a tool from like 2013. It's very, very broken. Rig says, I was looking at the Patreon and I saw that there was one mentioned that was being on the board. Is there a board and who's on it? That is a misleading statement, which I have asked to be removed multiple times. That Patreon tier will give you access to a once a month meeting, which is currently not being held, where you can speak to all of us. That's it. It's not being on the board. There is no paperwork. As for who is on the board, there is no board. I mean, like, sure, there kind of is. Like, technically, well, actually not technically, because it doesn't, it's a long story, read announcements. Hypothetically, there are three people on the board, which are all the people with C-level suite titles. Hypothetically is all I'll say. Hypothetically. Hand-waving jazz hands, moving onwards. Aaron says, why were they removed? If you're referring to the stickers, they were never implemented. You're referring to the sugar clubs, they were also never implemented. And that's it. Yeah, last week... Okay, so the problem with generating transcripts is I've noticed my CPU usage spiking. And so if I'm doing anything active on my computer, I can't generate the transcript. And so I was just busy for the entire week. So I didn't have a chance to run it. I did run it when I fell asleep yesterday, though. I was like, well, my computer's on. So my computer's on, so I might as well run it. But I will run this one straight after, because I should just be doing... low CPU activities after this, like getting a giant glass of water, because I've been talking a lot about stuff that isn't NEOS related. We're going to leave off there and not take any more questions. If you have any additional questions past this, please drop them in the questions help channel, DM me, open GitHub issues, open moderation tickets over an issue. I will see you again next week. Maybe we need to start a second prime time where I don't talk about NEOS, and that way I can tell you all the random stories I have. I will speak to you guys later. Goodbye.